Welcome to the deep dive. We're locked in today on the potential of six really exciting NFL rookies from the 2024 class as they head into their second season.
Yep, year two. Always a big one.
Definitely. You flagged some great material looking closely at Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Brock Bowers, Ladd McConkey, Jared Verse, and Braden Fisk. Our mission today is, well, pretty straightforward. Unpack their first year performances and get a clearer sense. Are they about to break out, or could they hit a bit of a sophomore slump?
Exactly. And the insights we're drawing from, it's a compelling discussion. You've got someone who's actually played the game mixed with an observer who's seen decades of league trends. It's a really valuable mix, I think.
Absolutely. On-field experience plus that long-term perspective. So for you, the learner, who wants to quickly but thoroughly grasp what to watch for, we're going to pull out the key arguments, the supporting details for each player.
Get right to the core of it.
Yeah, give you those aha moments, you know? A solid picture of their trajectory without just drowning in stats. Okay, let's dive in. Jaden Daniels, Commanders QB. What a start, huh?
Impressive, yeah.
2,600 passing yards, 13 TDs, only 4 INTs. And then, this is what gets really interesting, 850 rushing yards, 6 rushing TDs. He took them all the way to the NFC title game.
Can't ignore that run.
No way. There's serious buzz. People are actually murmuring MVP vibes. So what's driving this breakout potential?
Well, an interesting point the source material raises is just how much that dual threat ability stresses defenses. It's not just that he can run, it's how it forces adjustments.
Right.
It opens up passing lanes.
Right. Linebackers hesitate for just a split second.
Exactly. And that can be enough. Plus, his completion rate, 71% as a rookie, that's remarkably high.
Very polished.
Yeah. And when you connect that, the comparison to a young Mike Vick, but maybe with a bit more poise in the pocket, it starts to make sense. The sources really suggest if Washington adds another bullet, yeah, the potential is huge.
Yeah.
Genuinely, like top 5 QB potential down the line.
Okay, that makes total sense. A QB who hurts you two ways. It's a nightmare for coordinators. Now, let's shift to Caleb Williams with the Bears. A bit more up and down, maybe.
A different story, yeah.
2,400 passing yards, 15 TDs, but also 12 picks, and wow, 68 sacks taken. Still, 9-8 record, wild card berth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nothing.
No, definitely not, especially given the circumstances.
So new OC Ben Johnson comes in. What are the key things pointing towards a potential breakout for Williams?
Well, first, you have to consider the impact of that constant pressure. 68 sacks. That's not just a stat. It genuinely affects development.
Yeah.
Rush decisions, forcing throws.
Leads to turnovers.
It definitely contributes. But the flip side is you bring in Ben Johnson, who's got a great track record. You already got DJ Moore. You had Romo Odunze.
Yeah.
That's a much better situation offensively.
Other weapons, yeah.
So the source material sees potential for like 30-plus touchdowns, leaning towards breakout for sure. But the big if is the O-line.
Yeah.
Can they give him time? His floor feels a bit shakier than Daniels because of that protection issue and, you know, the turnovers.
Right, right. Talent's there, but you need time to use it. Okay, let's move to Brock Bowers, Raiders tight end. Rookie stats were just, well, fantastic for a TE.
Unusually good for a rookie TE.
57 catches, 600 yards, 4 TDs, led all tight ends in yards after catch. The hype is real. Is a year two breakout almost expected?
It's certainly looking that way. What's interesting is how the sources describe him a unicorn. And when you dig into it, it's that rare blend, you know, size, speed, great hands for a tight end.
Stretches the field like a receiver.
But still physical. The George Kittle 2.0 comparison.
Mm-hmm.
That hits on the versatility. And doing that as a rookie with some QB instability in Vegas, that just highlights his talent.
Yeah, QB situation wasn't exactly ideal.
Not consistently, no. So the projection, maybe 1,000 yards receiving in year two, that feels quite possible, especially if they get more settled under center. He's already seen as like a top 5 guy at the position.
He seems like a matchup nightmare. Okay, now, Ladd McConkey, Chargers WR, 77 catches, over 1,000 yards, 6 TDs. WR12 in fantasy. Strong connection with Herbert, apparently. Is he set for an even bigger year?
Oh, absolutely. The sources really hammer home his route running. Just excellent. It's the key to getting open consistently in this league.
Like a young Keenan Allen, they said.
Yeah, that comparison speaks volumes about his polish. And remember that wild card game. 9 catches, almost 200 yards. Shows he could do it when the lights are brightest.
Big time performance.
And you factor in the Chargers are expected to throw the ball a lot. The opportunity is going to be massive. A prediction of over 1,200 yards, assuming Herbert stays healthy. seems very realistic. He could easily be Herbert's main guy.
Sounds like he landed in a great spot. Okay, let's switch to D. Jared Verse, Rams edge rusher. Solid rookie year, 4.5 sacks, 11 TFLs, you know, tackles for loss.
Good start. Respectable numbers.
Oh, Aaron Donald retires. That's a massive, massive void. Is Verse ready to be the guy, the primary pass rusher?
That's the million-dollar question for the Rams defense, isn't it? Replacing a generational player like Donald? You can't really do it with one guy. But Verse, the sources point to his twitchiness, his athleticism off the edge.
Raw tools are there.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a comparison to a young Joey Bosa, which is high praise. Now, getting to 10 sacks next season, that prediction hinges a lot on how the DC uses him. He's going to see way more attention now, more chips, more double teams.
Yeah, life gets harder without Donald drawing all that focus.
No doubt. It's a big step up in responsibility.
Okay, finally, let's talk Braden Fisk. Rams DT versus old college teammate. Also had a really impressive rookie year, 6 sacks, 9 TFLs. Could he be looking at a breakout too?
Okay, so 6 sacks for a rookie interior lineman. That's exceptional. That really stands out.
Yeah, you don't see that often.
No. The material even compares him to like a prime Geno Atkins. That level of disruption from the inside.
Yeah.
They call Fisk a bulldog. Relentless motor. And interestingly, playing next to Verse might actually help him.
How so?
Well, if Verse starts commanding that extra attention on the edge, like we just discussed, that could create more one-on-one matchups for Fisk inside, more chances to shoot gaps and get to the QB.
Ah, interesting dynamic synergy.
Exactly. So predicting double-digit sacks, it's ambitious for a DT, definitely.
Yeah.
But based on his rookie year and that potential synergy, it's not totally crazy.
Okay, so looking at all six, what's the overall vibe? More breakouts than busts expected here.
Yeah, the prevailing feeling from the material you shared is definitely optimistic. Lots of potential for these guys to take a big leap in year two.
And who are the names that really jump out? Like the strongest candidates for a true breakout season?
Well, Jaden Daniels, just because that dual threat ability is so electric and difficult to defend.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Bowers, I mean, what he did as a rookie TE is almost unheard of, so the trajectory is way up. And Ladd McConkey, stepping into what looks like a huge role with a great QB, those three feel pretty strong.
Okay. And what about the guys where, yeah, the potential is there, but maybe there are more hurdles, more question marks?
Caleb Williams, definitely. The talent is immense, but that breakout really depends on the O-line improving and him cutting down the turnovers. Jared Verse, too. Loads of potential, but stepping into Donald's shoes brings immense pressure and focus from offenses.
Right.
And Braden Fisk, while he was great as a rookie, getting double-digit sacks from the interior is just a really high bar. Possible, especially with Verse next to him, but still a big jump.
Makes sense. The source material also kind of hinted at some differing opinions, maybe, like who's the biggest winner or who might lag behind.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, one perspective really highlighted Daniels' overall ceiling, maybe becoming a true franchise guy, whereas another really emphasized Bauer's specific dominance at his position as a rookie, which was pretty unprecedented.
Okay.
And on the flip side, Williams was seen as having maybe that shakier floor because of the external factors, the O-line. And there was even a thought that, hey, maybe Fisk actually ends up being the more impactful Rams pass rusher this year than Verse, partly due to those matchups inside.
Hmm. Interesting angle. And there were some pretty bold takes in there too, right? What were some of the really eye-popping predictions?
One really bold one was Jaden Daniels hitting 4,000 total yards and finishing as like a top three QB in the whole league. That's massive.
Wow. Yeah, but it's aiming high.
And another one was Ladd McConkey potentially leading the entire NFL in receptions. Given the targets likely heading his way, it's bold, but you can see the logic.
Okay, huge expectations. So for you, the learner, the big picture here is this 2024 rookie class heading into year two, loads and loads of potential.
Definitely more optimism than pessimism in the sources.
Right. Some have a clearer runway than others, sure, but the consensus leans towards seeing more big steps forward than significant stumbles. So keep a close eye on those QB situations in DC and Chicago, how Bowers continues to develop in Vegas, the target share in the Chargers offense, and how that Rams D-line reshapes itself post-AD.
Which, brings us to a final thought, maybe something to chew on. We're seeing these young guys, immense pressure, expected to develop fast, perform at a high level almost immediately.
Yeah, the timeline feels shorter than ever.
Right. So what does their potential success or even their struggles tell us about the league today? Is the NFL becoming increasingly reliant on getting immediate elite impact from rookies and second-year players? And what are the downstream effects of that trend on, player development, team-building strategies, maybe even player longevity. It's something interesting to consider.